and body extract today.
NATO forces kill at least 21 civilians outside of Kabul that were in three minivans. Bad news. Already, General McChrystal has apologized profusely to President Hamid Karzai. Remember, the efforts are to reach out to the people there and limit those civilian casualties. I fear that this will affect the Marines on the front lines who are in some of these booby-trapped areas trying to feel their way through and attempt to reach out to the people, and it's tricky at every twist and turn. It's not tricky when we talk about America tonight. We're going to give you the best water cooler buzz available here on this show. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've just tuned in and tuned off the guy with the spaceships, maybe you got tired of hearing about it. I can talk about spaceships too, but not during this hour. Or if you get tired of the reggae music you were listening to on Sirius, I don't know, and you somehow found us, definitely strap yourself in because we have some interesting things to talk about, including what happened to Team USA going up against Canada on the ice. And somebody's reporting that naps can make you smarter. I knew there was a reason I had such a big brain. Those little cat naps, you might be able to relate. I bet the president wishes he could take a nap, but this is a big week. So-called bipartisanship on the line on Thursday, and you can see it all in living color on C-SPAN. But can you truly have bipartisanship? Can you truly compromise? Does it work? When we're talking about Congress, it seems when we look at the polls, that's what the American people want. I always say it. I love a good argument, and I think if I were a politician, I would absolutely suit up for a lot of arguments. And it's good to have that give and take, but eventually, on some of these major pieces of legislation, I think you have to have some sort of compromise. How do you ever get anything through? Logjam on the Hill doesn't really work out for the constituents, does it now? There's going to be a new twist, too, in the health care debate. This time, the administration has latched onto something that may help in the efforts to get the other side to see through. And what I'm talking about is health care premiums. People were aghast when they heard about Blue Cross Blue Shield in California jacking up their rates to 39%. So this might be the end that helps Obama because he wants the health rates going up to be actually limited or to roll them back or to refund the consumers. I think a lot of people will jump on that, but as part of a bill, still not so sure about that. The filibuster would be on because of public option and some other things. So if the way to get that through is to throw in the thing about the rates, forget about it. The Sunday Swirl is where the talking heads go to talk about politics. I have to say it's fascinating sometimes, whether you're watching Meet the Press or Face the Nation or ABC This Week or CNN or Fox or whoever it has to be. It was interesting, the servings that were out there this time around. And it included Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger from California and Governor Ed Rendell, of course, Pennsylvania. Arnold was asked on ABC News about the economy and how it is it recovering in California. And he's saying actually they're doing better, although it's not being reported, especially in the green sector. Here's what he said.
I believe that the worst is over. I think that the economy, we see signs of a comeback, but it's very clear that the comeback is not going to be as quick as we have seen in the past. It's slow, and but we've seen in our revenues that there's more than $1 billion a month coming in, more than we anticipated. We have seen that the foreclosure rate has slowed down. We have seen that the house sales have picked up. We've seen people are getting back to work, and especially in the green sector. So there's signs all over, but the key thing is not to be overly optimistic, just to be optimistic and to keep pushing. And I think the responsibility that we have as a state level is to do, even though we have limited amount of power, but to do everything that we can to do to create jobs, to get the economy back and to create those jobs, because that is the important thing. We in California have a 12% unemployment rate, and the faster we get the people back to work, the better it is.
All right, on a different note, Arnold was also asked during that interview, you know, they had the big CPAC convention, all the conservatives, so he's asked about his party, the Republican Party, and what he sees happening there in light of what's going on with the Democrats.
Well, you know, they have to take the opposite position. I mean, because, of course, when it comes to the party itself, they have to do everything they can in order to win in November. So they're going to say no to everything, and they're going to say it is not good what Obama is doing.
So they're
natural.
The party of no.
They're the party of no, and at the same time, I think that there's a lot of people that are disenchanted and dissatisfied, and they're angry, and this is why you have the Tea Party and all of those things. The Tea Party is not going to go anywhere. I think the Tea Party is all about just an expression of anger and dissatisfaction. And I see it in California when people come up to me and say, you know, I'm angry that you guys don't get along in Sacramento. I'm angry that they're not getting along in Washington. I'm angry that nothing gets done. I'm angry that I'm unemployed. I'm angry that people are losing homes. I'm angry that businesses are losing their businesses and all of those kind of things. And the economy is down. But that's not only the case in California. That's not only the case in America. That's the case all over the world. If you read six newspapers from different parts in the world, and you will see the headlines are pretty much the same. They're all angry at the leaders because the economy is down, and the world basically is one-third less worth right now. And so that makes people angry. So I think the key thing for the Obama administration is to just keep staying on track. Nothing is going to be easy. And you're going to fail, and you're going to do well, and you're going to fail, and you're going to do well.
All right, he's right. You're going to fail, you're going to do well, but really, does that carry weight? And then Rendell, he talked about unemployment rates going down in his state, too.
I agree with Governor Schwarzenegger. Our economy has done much better. We're at about 8.8% unemployment. I think the lowest of any big state. We have a very diversified economy that's sort of gotten us through this, although 8.8% is terrible, obviously. But we've seen real signs of improvement. In the last 3 months together, we only lost 4,300 jobs, and we were losing 30, 40,000 a month a year ago. So things are getting better. Arnold is right. Our economists predict growth will actually return next year, 3% growth, not great. The following year, they predict 4.5% growth, which is almost where we were in the beginning of the last decade, in the middle of the last decade. But I think what Jim Douglas was referring to is the states are going to really have a problem when the stimulus money drops off. It's going to be a problem. But again, stimulus was never meant to be a permanent solution. It was meant to do two things. One, to be a bridge till growth returns, and it has been a very helpful bridge. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. We would have had to lay off 50,000 more people had we not had the federal stimulus funds. And then secondly, President Obama did something wise. A lot of the programs are long-term programs, the green energy jobs, the broadband, the electrical grid jobs. Those jobs, that benefit from the stimulus is going to stretch out over the next 5 to 10 years. So states are going to have a management problem of their own budget when the stimulus funds drop off. But the economy, I agree with the governor's estimate, is coming back slowly, I think surely.
I don't know. Does it feel like the economy is coming back in your neck of the woods? 8.8, as Rendell said, is still not great, but he's right. It's more diversified in Pennsylvania. Coming up on America Tonight, Go USA. What happened on the ice in Vancouver? We've got the skinny.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Team USA has a reputation already after playing twice of being a very physical squad. Across it comes to Rafalski. Waits and fires. Deflected. Score! At 41 seconds, 1-0. Spun further, chased out deeper was Cave. Seabrook threw one. Score! Stall on a deflection. Tie game. Now it's Cave hoping for a wraparound. Rafalski, a one-timer, and that one saved by Brodeur. Bumped in two by a man in front, and a diving play by Brodeur to scramble in front there. Score! Drury! Rafalski just delays, passes back across. Ryan Suter there to get it in hand to Stastny. Sent back to Suter again. Rafalski in front. Score! Here comes Nag, crosses, bangs along, and the puck hits throw to the net. Another try by Aginla. Remarkable stop by Miller. It is taken by Duncan. Keeps it worked down deep. Score! Wrong from a bad angle. Ricochet in on Crosby. It's a one-goal game. Important face-off win by Team USA and Kessler. Now Brodeur to the bench again. Extra attacker out. It's off Ryan Miller. Hook back along further. Niedermeyer. Quite a duel with Langenbrenner. It is Zach Parise. Net empty. Charging after it is Kessler. Going back is Perry. Kessler scores!
An unbelievable effort by Team USA.
Yeah, an unbelievable effort. Absolutely an unbelievable effort. Excuse me. The U.S. pulling off the biggest hockey upset Olympic-wise since the Miracle on Ice. So they advanced to the quarterfinals. Whew. Wow, Brian Rafalski, you heard what a great highlight package Matt Johnson put together for us. The former Devils defenseman with two goals, and he even set up another. Ryan Miller, he needs all the credit in the world because he was just getting peppered with shots. Canada outshot the USA 45-22. But, you know, he stood up to all of that. He was incredible. 42 saves. Do the math. And, you know, the Rangers captain, Chris Drury, and Devils captain, Jamie Langenbrunner, they each scored as well. And that late surge by Canada was put to bed, was held off. You know, even Sidney Crosby had a power play goal with three and change left. And then you had Miller, who made an incredible save on this shot from the slot with 2 minutes left. He preserved the whole thing. Ryan Kesler put it away with an empty net goal. He just swiped it with one hand, 45 seconds remaining in the game. Go USA! You can tell I was pumped by this. So exciting. I mean, this is one of the youngest U.S. Olympic teams in history, one that averages 5 years younger per guy than the 2006 team that didn't medal in Turin. So Canada, one of the favorites for a big-time medal, was expected to just kind of fly into the medal round, coast, if you will. But now the Americans get the bye. So this is big, big, big news. The Canadians still have a chance to win a gold medal, but they have to win every game, and it includes that additional game. So it makes it a little bit tougher for them. Matt, was this not exciting to watch this game?
It was definitely exciting.
I loved it.
I was having a blast, and I was at a local establishment right here near the studio. And the people I was around, we were all cheering when the goals were being scored. It was kind of neck and neck for most of the way, although the U.S. seemed to always have the lead. They were playing almost as if they were behind. It was a struggle to keep the Canadians out of the net. And Miller was sensational. And I was getting texts left and right from buddies who were watching the game as well. It was just a fun night. I don't know. And the play-by-play guy for NBC, it's Doc Emmerich.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this call here. This is Ryan Kesler on that diving. It was reminiscent
incredible.
Of Blake Wheeler for me from the University of Minnesota in the WCHA finals. But listen to his voice crack on the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It is Zach Parise. Net empty. Charging after it is Kesler. Going back and Perry. Kesler scores!
I love that.
I did too. You could tell.
He's just like going nuts, and I love it. I don't know. It was very exciting hockey night for USA.
I think it was too. And the sad thing is, and it's the way it happened because you had ice dancing, I guess, which I could care less about that. No offense to any of those people, but you did have Bodie Miller who won a gold medal. He was on primetime. You didn't have the hockey game was on MSNBC. It wasn't on NBC wasn't on the primetime feed, but I guess everybody could find it because I guarantee they're going to have high ratings for that.
Yeah, it's a shame that, the way the scheduling worked out, they had Russia and Czech on NBC during the day, and then they put the skating and all that. I don't know. In my opinion, you should have bumped the game for that because it is one of the biggest rivalry games in international hockey.
Oh, plus it's the Team USA and the whole Miracle on Ice thing. And definitely people could relate to that, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a great game. And it's a shame because if anyone couldn't find it, they weren't able to see it. And you don't even get like the fact that there's a lot of casual fans who watch the Olympics that may not be into hockey.
That's right.
Go to NBC all the time. And if they would have gone to NBC, they probably would have found the game. But they had to struggle to find it a little bit, but if you did happen to catch it on MSNBC, you saw quite a matchup.
Yeah, you saw a great matchup. I like Matt, I was glued to it. I was thrilled, and I'm a big hockey fan, but I really wanted to see these guys do well because, you started to hear this, oh, they're younger, and yes, you have some, and I mentioned them, like I mentioned Langenbrunner, et cetera, but who cares? The fact is that they were younger, that they were pumped for this, and I think that they were ready, and they showed it, especially that goaltender and especially Rafalski. I mean, really, some of the lines and some of the things that they did, and I'll see how far they can take it. Wonder if they're taking any naps in between probably going out and maybe celebrating a little bit since they have a bye. Wonder if they're taking any of those afternoon naps. They say, I mentioned this, that the this new research is raising the prospect, if you will, that sleep, specifically a very long afternoon nap, prepares the brain to remember things. Sort of as like rebooting a computer, and it does wonders for your brain. What they did was they divided 39, what they're describing as young adults, into two groups. At noon, all of them took part in a memory exercise that required them to remember faces and link them with names. Then the researchers took part in another memory exercise, rather, at 6 o'clock. After 20 had napped for 100 minutes during the break, those who remained awake performed about 10% worse on the test than those who napped. So that's one of the things that they did, saying just further evidence that sleep is crucial in the whole memory deal, and the brain's ability to soak up information isn't always stable. Even though the capacity might feel like a sponge, it gets waterlogged with that learning throughout the day. So it is good to be able to take a nap if you can. It can be valuable. Oh, that'd be a good thing to use on the job. Listen, I just heard on America Tonight that this, and I'll tell you, it was the University of Notre Dame that did the study, that it'd be better for my memory and for this company if I could just take a nap at some point during the day. If I could just do that. There already are companies that have that. If you know, people have weird hours, and look at us talking about that. And there are companies that offer that sometimes have those sleep modules where you can take a break and do it. It's not a bad idea, depending on what the profession is and how many hours you're working there. You know, we've had Denny Kelly on, the aviation expert, and he's told us he totally believes that when you have enough people in the cockpit and you've got these crazy hours and layovers and be at the airport early and whatever, that you should be able to take a nap. That somebody in the cockpit could take those turns and you could take a nap, and it would be that much better for the pilots and the co-pilots if they were able to do that. So it makes sense if it works. Sometimes when you take a nap, I don't know how many of you have had this happen, but yeah, let's just, you're tired, you lay down, you take a nap. Well, the problem is, can you jolt yourself up and wake up and not be dragging from the nap? And does the nap, it might make you smarter, but does it have the opposite effect of getting you to, to really pop back to attention? Because especially if you're working, you'd have to get back into that whole work mode thing. Maybe some of you have nodded off now and you're just waking up listening to America Tonight. On the flip side, we can count in headers.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Count. And in this section or version of We Can Count, how about this? The Hurt Locker beat Avatar to take six prizes, including Best Picture at the British Academy Awards. So Catherine Bigelow won the Best Director battle with her ex-husband, James Cameron, who is the director, of course, of Avatar. And she apparently got up and said she feels like she's touching people's hearts and minds and is excited about what the Hurt Locker has stirred up in people. Wonder if it's a prelude of things to come. The Academy Awards is like a month away, so that six prizes is pretty big. I mean, Avatar is that global phenomenon that has raked in $2 billion at the box office all together worldwide. Whoo! And she may just walk away with the Academy Award. Of course, there's eight other pictures in that, too. There's 10 all together. And then they gave out a bunch of other awards for a bunch of things. But six is big. Hurt Locker. We like the Hurt Locker here on America Tonight. If you haven't seen it, rent it. If you get on demand or you can get it from Netflix or whatever, definitely, definitely rent it. It's worth it. I'm telling you, you'll feel something when you watch this. All right, speaking of not billions but millions, even as the American economy is showing a little bit of a rebound, I think it depends on where you live, because I still do not believe the recession is over by any stretch of the imagination. Millions of Americans are still out of work, out of savings, almost out of unemployment benefits. So that's, you know, that's not good, especially the middle class, because that's really what you're talking about, a lot of people in the middle class. Roughly 2.7 million jobless people are going to lose their unemployment check before the end of April unless Congress approves Obama's proposal to extend the payments, because they know it's been that bad for so many people. I mean, there's people that have been on unemployment for almost, you know, a year and a half, almost 2 years. So you normally, that'd be it. You'd be long done unemployment. But people are really hanging on for dear life with these unemployment checks. Sadly, local food banks are begging for food donations because so many people are now going and trying to get some of the food supplies from the food bank, more than they've ever seen. And we're not talking about people under the bridges. I mean, we're talking about people that are the middle class. I mean, 6.3 million Americans have been unemployed for 6 months or longer. That is, that's the largest number, and I didn't realize this, since the government started keeping track of it in 1948. That is more than double the toll in the next worst period, which you'd have to jump to the 1980s. And if you wanted to break it down even further, they say men have suffered the largest numbers of job losses in this group. And unfortunately, if you look at another, so if you look at the group, most of the men are, you know, 40s to 60s. And that, so that means maybe some people were getting to the tail end of, getting near retirement and were let go. And that has to be rough. And people are living on, I mean, they are living mouth to, you know, hand to mouth. The economy, labor experts say the economy needs about 100,000 new jobs a month just to absorb the new people into the labor force. So that's more than 15 million people officially jobless. That's enormous numbers out of work for years. Whew. For years. All right, let's talk about something else, numbers-wise, and we can count. President Obama used a campaign push for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid late on Friday to announce a new fund to support homeowners in five states hit hardest by the housing crisis. Nevada is one of them. And he said he was designating $1.5 billion from the TARP funds at local housing finance agencies in California, Florida, I already mentioned Nevada, Arizona, and Michigan, because they've seen home prices decline more than 20% from their peak. Ooh, boy, in Michigan, especially Detroit, people have just walked away from their houses. I mean, just walked away because they can't afford it, don't know what to do with it, say forget it, and have just left. I don't think they're taking trips to Berlin. The German airline Lufthansa canceled about 800 of its flights Monday after more than 4,000 of their pilots began a four-day walkout. You know, that airline is one of Europe's biggest, certainly by ticket sales they are, and the strike organized by the Cockpit Pilots Union is they started there, and they were maintaining a lot of the domestic flights and the short routes across Europe and some of the long flights to the U.S., New York, and Denver. They were all canceled. Usually they'd have about 1,800 flights a day. So they're seeing maybe 1,000 flights planned, and they think they're going to be more canceled, especially for the big hops. The pilots are looking for increased job security. They want German labor conditions to apply to the pilots hired abroad to try to prevent their jobs from migrating to neighboring countries with cheaper conditions. This sounds familiar, doesn't it? Now they're getting a taste of it. And so then the people that are booked on this airline are frantic, so they're trying to rebook the travelers on other airlines or trains. Oh, wouldn't that be a bummer? You go to the desk, okay, you know, you find out about the strike, your flight is canceled, and you got to go by train.
Ugh.
No, thank you. And what can you have to do it, right? If you have to do it, you have to do it, but it wouldn't be fun. So anyway, the airline, which is Germany's largest, says that the strike could cost them $34 million a day. $34 million a day. That is a big, big number. So they better hope they can figure out something. Oil prices rose above 80 a barrel Monday in Asia, because remember their markets open before ours. That extends a three-week rally. Investors expect the U.S. Central Bank to keep interest rates near zero to help that economic growth that everybody's crowing about or they want to see. That would boost crude consumption. So benchmark crude for March delivery was up 51 cents. You got to watch that barrel, because whatever you see on the barrel, that affects prices at the pumps. And I don't know what you're paying. It's been weird with gasoline prices. They fluctuated a lot in these last 2 months. Here's the thing. When you start to get over the three hump, and if you get anywhere near in the range of four and you're not in Hawaii, that's when people really notice and start to freak out. And then the cry comes for electric cars, and where's the push for nuclear power? Because, of course, we saw President Obama in Georgia last week and those two reactors, the money for the two reactors, and talking about them and when that'll come online. That's when the whole conversation starts up again about what do we do and what about our dependence on foreign oil and how come we haven't been out there offshore and drilling and all that sort of stuff. Because of the environmentalists. That's why we haven't had a nuclear reactor, haven't had a plant built in 30 years, and now we're having two of them. See, this is what always happens. Because you realize, okay, we've got to be able to figure out how to do this, and we're not going to be able to go green overnight, even if you wanted to go green, if you wanted to look at that kind of power. And we don't have the resources, and people don't have the money for that. All right, speaking of oil, Schlumberger, which is the world's biggest oil field services company, has agreed to pick up industry player Smith International. What does that mean for you? It's just a merger. They're jacking about $11 billion in stock in a move to diversify their product offerings and compete with Halliburton. So what does that mean? That means Smith is based in Houston, and they make drilling tools and bits and products for the oil and gas industries. And Schlumberger has offices in Paris, Houston, and The Hague, also I think the Netherlands. But they've slumped because of the global recession, because really it's been a global recession. And that whole weakened energy demand and the discouraged, what I just said, the drilling operations around the world. But now prices are bouncing back, and there's the discussion of more drilling. It makes sense for them because with the Houston connection, they could jump in there fast, and that's where a lot of the oil platforms are in Houston. They'd be able to go out there, and they'd be able to do it. Faster rather than later. So once it's all shored up, Smith is less than half the size of the other company, but they earn about $1 billion on revenues of $8.2 billion or something like that last year, and they've got 21,000 workers worldwide. So the workers there have to feel good, because I think this merger would play into a little bit, it's hard to say job security, but probably play into a little bit of job security for them. All right, coming up on the flip side, quickly we'll check headlines. We have birthdays and we have this day in history, all that and more coming up at the finish line here on ATN.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com, or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
This segment, so I hope you're wide awake. Are you driving down the highways and the byways across this great country? If you are, crank it up. Here's the headers first. That means we check randomly some headlines from across the country. If you have anything cool happening in your area, you want us to know about it, shoot it to me at americatonight.net. It only takes a second. I'll mention you on the air. How about this from the Detroit News? Feds plan Kilpatrick charges. You know what this is about? It's that weasel, the former Detroit mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, who lives in a highbrow area now in Texas. That must have cost him a pretty penny. And I think that enraged the people in Detroit. So the feds are preparing these felony charges, and they might make it stick, it sounds like. They've got some stuff on the mayor. The mayor was supposed to pay some money back, the former mayor, and he didn't do it. And then he went and bought some huge house in a gated community. So that's what he gets. And then this is the other headline. Toyota said it saved more than $100 million in the 07 recall. They bragged in July of 2009 that they saved that money by negotiating with the government for a limited recall over its sudden acceleration complaints. That's not good news, because there are like however many lawsuits. There were 34 deaths as a result of the ore, supposedly as a result of the acceleration thing, and now you see what's happened with the recalls. And the Toyota, the top Toyota man is trying to explain the whole recall thing, and unfortunately a lot of people in this country, their jobs rely on that, because they're parts, or they're delivering parts, or they're in a plant somewhere. So it's with mixed emotions. We don't want people driving around in, you know, in cars that aren't safe, but they should have put the pedal to the metal on the recall deal. And that's what they're trying to get out there, saying that they knew about it and they were bragging about that they didn't have very much in the way of the recall, so they saved all that money. And it looks like they cut a few corners. How about this one from Cleveland, Ohio? That would be the Plain Dealer. And this is one that affects all of us. It happens to be one of their top headlines. How we pay with plastic will change Monday with new credit card rules. And now they've got these consumer-friendly laws supposedly taking place Monday. It means big changes for 180 million people nationwide who have credit cards, and even some who don't. But I don't know that it's always good news. We've had other people on the show to explain that it's not necessarily what you think it is. However, banks can't just change the interest rate on your balance. That's a good thing. They can't confuse you by changing the date your monthly payment is due. That's good. That's happened to me before. They can't cut your credit limit, allow you to go over, then charge a penalty. I know people that's happened to. That's a good thing. And interest rates can't be raised on existing balances. So, for example, on a $9,000 balance, the $75 a month you pay in finance charges at 10% jumped to $217 a month if your rate was raised to 29%. And there was nothing, isn't that crazy? And there was nothing you could do about it, except pay off the card or transfer the balance, which is what people did. Now rates can't be raised on existing balances unless you're more than 2 months behind on your payments or you had a teaser rate that expired. But if your rate is tied to an index rate, like a prime rate, then your rate can increase by the same number. So just pay attention to that. And then they got to give you 45 days notice before changing your rate on future purchases, which is a good thing. So some of that is good and some of it can be tricky. Just pay attention to what you're paying there. How's that? Let's jump to news you can abuse. There's a couple of really good ones here that I happen to find, including this one from Philadelphia. The makers of Thomas's English muffins are upset. Thomas's parent company, Bimbo Bakeries USA, went to a federal court over what they call nooks and crannies. A judge in Philly has ordered the former executive not to work for the rival Hostess while the case is pending. He's said to be only one of seven people in the world, who know how those nooks and crannies get into English muffins. So he was charged with accessing trade secrets on his last day on the job. Wow. Nooks and crannies. Only seven people know it. I like English muffins. I had no idea. March Madness. No pool at school. March Madness won't be crazy at one Long Island school. Parents planned a fundraiser tied to the basketball tournament. People were invited to plunk down $20 to be part of the March Madness pool at South Salem Elementary. But New York wagering officials say such betting pools, while common, are technically illegal gambling. So the school superintendent said the parents will have to find another way to raise money. They would have made a lot of money on that. But it's true, it is gambling, however everybody does it. We know some other people that have gotten in trouble in this area. In Baltimore, the mayor is calling an end to the space race. You know what that's about? It's parking spaces. Baltimore is one of the mid-Atlantic cities to be clobbered by back-to-back massive snowstorms, naturally. People have shoveled out parking places, have claimed the spot with lawn chairs, bar stools, or traffic cones. And the new mayor said some people would look the other way at the common but illegal practice. Now, a spokesperson for the mayor says it's time to pull the chairs off the street. Oh, that's bogus. You stand there and you dig out and they won't let you just save your spot. I think that's fair. Come on. Give me a break. All right. How about looking back in time? We're going to do that right now. It is Monday, February 22nd, 2010. But in 1954, ABC's radio, their popular Breakfast Club program with longtime host Don McNeil was simulcast on TV. It was a huge day. The telecast of the show was a bomb, though. The radio program went back on to break records as the longest running program on air. I don't even know how long it was on, but it was on for decades. So it didn't work on the tube, but hey, it worked on radio. In 56, Elvis Presley entered the music charts for the first time. Heartbreak Hotel began its climb to number one on the pop listing. It reached the top April 11th, 1956. It stayed there for 8 weeks, which is a pretty long time if you think of the time frame. 1992, Christy Yamaguchi of the U.S. won gold in women's figure skating. She did that at Alberta, at the Olympics in Albertaville, rather. She fell while performing a triple loop. She committed far fewer errors, though, than her rivals, so she got the gold medal. Nancy Kerrigan of the U.S. at the time won the bronze. And so we go on to birthdays. Can I have some music, please, maestro?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, our giant research team worked hard with me to come up with some fascinating birthdays. Drew Barrymore. Come on, who doesn't know Drew Barrymore? Charlie's Angels, E.T., when she was a kid, 35 years old. Here's another one for you that you might know. Jen Frost. She's a member of the British girl group Atomic Kitten. She's 32. I think only a few of you know her. I'll give you that. Clinton Kelly. He's a fashion guru. He's on a funny show. Well, it's not really supposed to be funny. It's called What Not to Wear. He's 41 years old. Brad Noel, 42, he was from the band Sublime. Remember, he died of a heroin overdose, so he would have been 42. Jerry Ryan's 42, Star Trek Voyager, you know her as 7 of 9. Vijay Singh, golfer, 47 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, the doctor, Dr. J, Julius Irving, 60 years old. Hall of Famer, scored over 30,000 points back in his day. That's a lot of points, isn't it? All right, that's it for birthdays. One last one. If he were alive today, George Washington, our first president, would be 278 years old. I'm sure he is roaming the planet somewhere. I got to feel like he is. You can always shoot me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.